You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the law of attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network and to my show, The Law of Attraction. I'm happy to be here with you this week. I'm happy that you are here with me. I'm happy that we have decided to be together at least for a little while to learn new things and to discover the power that is within all of us. And I am so blessed and I am so thankful to have this guest on this week. Her name is Michiko Hayashi, and she is from Japan. She is now the director of the Masaru Emoto Institute in Japan, which is, if anyone has been around this genre very long, that is the institute and that is the scientist that started freezing water with different energy patterns, with different vibrational words on the side of the water. And they would put thank you written on the side of a water bottle and freeze it. And then they would actually be able to see the ice crystals. And they would do the same thing with negative words like you fool. And they would see what negative ice crystals look like. And if you have seen these, and if you haven't, get on my website. I'll put them on my website. But they're also on any kind of Google or YouTube channel. He literally was able to show us what our emotions do to the water around us and the water in us. We are 70% water, and our vibration and our emotion makes all the difference in the world. And my next guest, Michiko, was literally the person that started with him in 2004 as an administrative assistant, stayed with him the entire time. And when Dr. Emoto passed away in 2014, she was able to carry on this mission and this message. It will change your life. It will change the way that you look at your own decisions and power in every single day and every single now moment, that we get to decide what we're going to look at. And I'm so blessed to have her on my show this week. It is exactly what we need. So we will be right back with my guest, Michiko Hayashi. And we are back. And I am so honored to introduce my next guest. Her name is Michiko Hayashi, and she is from Japan. And she is the director of the institute that Dr. Masaru Emoto started a long time ago. And I am messing up probably every name that I'm saying. But welcome, Michiko. I'm so happy to have you.
Well, thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share Dr. Emoto's discovery. And people will be amazed how we are, our consciousness is so powerful, our words are so powerful, how water we are, how water all around us is so powerful and connected to us. So I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited because this message is so needed right now, especially in the United States, but all over the world, because this message goes everywhere. We are at a crossroads, and if we can understand this message that you and Dr. Emoto started, I think it's going to change the world. And so tell us a little bit. We're going to talk more about Dr. Emoto because he really did these experiments on how our emotions, how our thoughts and emotions actually affect the water, not only in our environment, but also in our bodies and in the bodies of other people. So, but kind of tell me about you and your background and how you actually met Dr. Emoto. I know that you have a degree right here from Oregon, right, in the United States. And you speak a bunch of languages, Spanish, French, Italian, English, Japanese. I don't know.
Japanese.
Well, so tell us about your journey. How did you get to where we are now?
All right. Let me go back to 2004 when I, that was the encounter with Dr. Emoto's work. At that time, I was a mother of two small babies or sons. My sons were very small. So at that time, I was working from home, writing my own books of on English, how to pass exams on the English like exams, big, huge, one of the major exams here. And I also I was translating books. So that time in 2004 in March, I just finished translating Starbucks books, and I was really tired. I was very tired at that time. So I decided to take 3 months off doing nothing, but I wanted to read many books. So I bought 10 books. And to me, something very important was vibration. We call it Hado. Hado. So,
oh, yes. H-A-D-O, right?
Exactly.
Hado. Yeah. I saw that on the hydro vibrational therapy, right?
Oh, good. Yes.
Yes. I saw that. Yes. I'm anxious to talk about that, but yeah, go back and talk to me about how you just found it. Yes.
All right. Okay. So I bought 10 books regarding Hado vibration. And then 2 books out of those were Dr. Emoto's. Until then, I really didn't know anything about Dr. Emoto. And as soon as I read his books, and I was so amazed how deep and how important the information that he had, his wisdom, knowledge, everything about vibration was. And then the second book of his that I read showed the water crystals of thank you, you fool, and love and gratitude, the 3 water crystals. Then I had goosebumps.
I have goosebumps right now when you talk about this. But can we back up just a little bit and explain to people that the 3 people out there that have not seen this book or read this book, exactly how he did the ice crystals, as far as how he would freeze them and crystallize them with an intention, right, on the water bottle. And then tell us how he started down this path with how he experimented with the water.
Okay. Before he started to do the research on water, he was a doctor of alternative medicine, and he healed more than 10,000 people using the Hado machine, vibrational machine called MRA, Magnetic Resonance Analyzer.
Oh,
and what he was doing was he would detect the root cause of the problem that each patient or each client had with using this machine. And then when we are not, when our vibration is not in resonant or in balance, very good balance, and then when it goes on like this, then we start to have the problem within that part. Like each part of the our organs have its own intrinsic vibration or frequency.
Oh. And they get into dis-ease when they're not resonant.
Yes.
What they're supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm. So what he did was after discovering the imbalance of the frequency of each patient, then he would imprint water with the patient's vibration to neutralize the vibration so that he or she will be well. And that's how he healed more than 10,000 people, including like severe cancer disease and all that.
Wow. Let me ask you a couple questions. Number one, I want to know if this MRA machine is still available and if you guys still use it. Is that something?
We have our version of a newly developed, like a evolved version of Hado machine in our office. We use them. We do have couple of different machines. Then a lot of times we combine them to use to heal people, or just one simple Haro machine for family use. And we do have several types, but for healing we have, yeah.
That's amazing. And then mm-hmm. you said he would imprint water, right? Mm-hmm. And then he would give that water to the patient, mm-hmm. and that would cause that vibration resonance to equal what it needed. So how do you imprint water? That's probably what you're going to be telling us. And that's how that's sending it an intention?
Well, no. Okay. He was using this machine, to imprint water also, because once you find out the frequency that is not in good balance, uh-huh. then you can, like, everything is positive and negative, yin yeah. and yang. So in vibrations, also, there's one positive side and negative side. Like, the negative side of love in the vibration Haro aspect is like greed and
fear.
Resentment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So people who really need love is like their vibration of greed and resentment is really strong. Mm-hmm. So it's not really well balanced.
Okay.
So at that time, when we find out that she or he has this greed and resentment is really strong, then what we do is positive of this, the same vibration code, but positive of this is love. Then we imprint this code into this water and have that patient drink it.
That's amazing. And how do you discover what their negative vibration is? Do you speak with them? Do you have a machine? Do you figure it out?
We have the machine. And mostly our negative emotions come from our subconscious mind.
Yes.
They're really deeply in our subconscious mind.
And we don't even know it, right? We don't even know it.
Realize. Uh-huh. But once I use my own Haro machine for myself also, then I know what my negative emotions are and why I have that. So I try not to focus on, whenever I see my negative emotions coming out, then I try to stop it, because I can control my feelings.
Because we can control a thought.
Exactly.
Which controls the next vibration. That's a uh-huh. feeling. And that, yeah. And that is so important and powerful in our time right now, because I think
right now, yes, I see that, because so many people are so angry, scared, and destructive. But when we focus on that, that's the vibration that we are bringing to our reality.
And we're going to get more of it. What we focus on, that's what we attract more to it.
Yeah. Knowing is important. It's important that we know what is going on, but knowing and focusing on that reality is different, because we have.
Oh, I love that. Say that again.
Knowing is important, but knowing and focusing on what we want to bring, what we are doing, is different. So knowing this is happening, but do not focus on this.
I love that. Don't watch the news all day. So it's important that we are up to date, because I don't think anybody wants, well, I do right this very moment, I want to go stick my head in the corner, but nobody really wants to not know. But knowing is just consciously saying, that's what's happening. What do mm-hmm. I choose to focus on?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So observe it. With the distance, it's just like you're observing it from the universe. You see what's happening on this earth, but you're not in there. So you wrap yourself with the beautiful light, beautiful love, and just see deeply within you, then you'll know that you are really loved, because this earth is really love. The universe is love. and God is, or what, if I can say God or something great or the creator.
Source, really infinite intelligence, right?
Yeah. Is giving us everything we need. What is happening right now is always, there's a reason why it's happening. It's just the process of evolving this, the earth evolving right now. And of course, there are, sometimes we have to go through pain when we are birthing our babies, you know, we go through, but after that, it will be a beautiful world if we create it. When we are raising our children, if we love, if we raise our children with love and gratitude, the children will grow to be beautiful, really wonderful people. But when we raise our children saying, I wish you were not born, or I hate you, then this baby, poor thing, will not be a happy baby. So that's what we want to know. We are really creating what is right in front of us.
And so there's a good, I mean, we have the opportunity to create this new world. It's not just going to be destroyed on what we're looking at right now.
And now I would like to show you. Well, I wanted to explain that Dr. Mold, after he healed so many people with water, he knew that water had memory and carries information, and water can heal people even though we don't take any medicine. And because everything is vibration, all we need to do is just adjust the vibration.
I love you. I love you.
Well, thank you.
And she's holding up, for those on the radio, the book, The Message from Water. It's a children's version. I love that. I love that.
And this is the mission of Emerald to Peace Project, so that people, all people, will learn what water really is. Water has memory. Water does make crystals at the molecular level. And when we know that we are 70% water, in this air, there's water as humidity. Also, even though we go to the desert, there's no place that doesn't have any percentage of water. Even in desert, there's some percentage of water. There's always water in everything on this nature. So let's learn about water. Water creates these beautiful crystals. When we freeze them, we make droplets of water on the petri dishes, and then freeze that and take them out and observe with a microscope of 200 times magnification. And then you can discover these beautiful crystals. So with naked eyes, we cannot see them, but they exist.
And now, let me ask you this. They're not always beautiful crystals. It depends on what your intention you're putting onto the water, right?
Exactly.
So let's say you just took some distilled water and it really didn't, we weren't projecting any vibration on it. Would that crystallize, just the distilled water?
Okay. This is from the word thank you. It's so beautiful.
And it's a beautiful crystal for those on the radio that can't see, but yeah.
Oh, okay. And this crystal, it's not even crystal. It doesn't have any formation. This is from after showing you fool to water.
And so when you say showing you fool, are you taking a piece of paper, writing it, and then you put it on the petri dish? Okay. On the you fool crystal, it looks literally like a hurricane. I mean, it just looks like it's not even formed at all. So the one that has a wonderful intention of thank you is absolutely gorgeous. And the one that has you fool is, won't even crystallize into anything.
So, you know, even though we say thank you to someone else, our water within us is hearing it and making this beautiful crystal.
So it affects not only us, it affects the people that we're saying it to, that we're putting it out
because
there.
Because we are energetic beings also. See, that energy vibration is energy. And energy is, we are energetic beings. And so whatever we feel, whatever we're saying affects everything around us, not only within us, but people in everything around us.
And is there any studies at how far that energy goes out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It goes through water is the transmitter, conductor.
Uh-huh.
It goes all around the world instantaneously like this.
What we and feel? Oh, yeah. I love that.
And that's why prayers and meditation really affect. When we are collectively praying at the same time, thinking about sending out the same intention, that goes to where we are sending out our intention to instantaneously and changes the formation of the water. We have done, Dr. Moto has done, we are still continuing to do these experiments also in our institute. And we know we have so many cases with researchers and water professors, also Professor Gerald Pollack, who is the world leading researcher on water, who discovered the fourth phase of water. And on this fourth phase of water, he knows that that's where water has memory. And Dr. Luc Montagnier, who is a Nobel laureate after discovering HIV virus. Now, what he's doing is he has been studying water, DNA, for this past probably about 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. and discovered that water is communicating beyond time and space.
I love that. And what do you say when you say water has a memory?
Memory, it means when we show, this is an empty glass, but yeah. If I had water here, water is here. Right now, water is looking, seeing you, because I have this water right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Water is hearing what I'm saying right now.
Uh-huh.
So information means everything around this water. So let's just imagine.
And how long does it keep the memory? Forever?
It does not.
Okay.
It can change instantaneously. Okay. That's why it's so important.
Change with the vibration, right? Change with the vibration that you get to decide what you put out.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's why it's so important that we stay positive. Now, look at this in case of music. Now, music is a powerful vibration.
Because it is a vibration. I mean, everything's a vibration, but it's one that we can acknowledge because we can hear the vibration.
Exactly. And this is from the beautiful classic music. After water, listening to beautiful classical music.
And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous crystal. And it's beautiful after it listens to classic music.
The music is so destructive. In the singer is singing with anger, like this is a heavy metal music. See, water, the destructive energy was so powerful that water could not form the crystal.
And it's just, it's not even a crystal. It's a murky drop of water. So, and I know one of the things I saw in there that you had some Tibetan monks or some monks praying over a lake that was extremely polluted. Oh, now she has a picture of it. Yay.
Yeah.
And it totally changed the water in the lake.
Right. This was before prayer.
And it was, it's really doesn't ugly. Look like a crystal. It's ugly. It's yellow.
And then after the prayer, the same water changed to this one.
Wow. It looks like a snowflake, right? When we're talking about crystals, they look like absolutely gorgeous, intricate, delicate
Brilliant.
Snowflakes. And they're beautiful. And it was a prayer that they were saying over this water that changed
mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. So that's how this shows how powerful our thoughts, our intention, our prayers are. So what we can say is now these days, because of COVID, so many people were at the beginning, they were so scared.
Right.
And so they were living in the scare, watching TV, getting more and more information.
Right.
And the more and more they were getting.
Constantly. There was a death toll. There's constant. Right.
Yeah. All the negative information and saying how many people were getting this, how many people were dying, instead of how many people are getting well and how many people are healing themselves.
And how many people didn't get it and how many people are still healthy.
Exactly. and how we those people stayed well in those beautiful information. There are so many things that we can find, discover about positive, beautiful information. But when you watch the mainstream media, so you don't really want to see them.
Right. So, that's so true.
So instead of hearing these negative information, you just, it's good to know, but observe it. So you don't watch it, stay in it, but instead go outside and walk, take a walk maybe. Oh.
Yes.
Be part of the nature, because we are really part of the nature, part of nature. And when this is happening nowadays in the in Europe, in the US, in I heard that in Africa also, this time there are so many riots going on.
Right.
People are angry this time. But I mean, we are just amplifying with all these people getting together, getting angry. This energy, negative, destructive energy of anger is amplifying right now. So let's step back and send those people much love. Then their energy will weaken.
And you know, one of the things, I watched one of your interviews, you have some amazing interviews on YouTube, that you said only like 10% of the population, 10% of the people have to have this good intention to make this huge difference.
Right. Yes. That this is why we are just trying to distribute. The goal of this book is to distribute 650 million children's books. That was 10% of the world population in 2005 when Dr. Emoto announced
that
he would do this to
all children. You just gave me goosebumps. That
children.
Was, yes.
So that's 10%. When 10% learns about this, then all, okay, the reason why 10% is, in the world of bacteria, there are so many thousands and millions of bacteria, but so many bacteria have 10% good bacteria and 10% negative bacteria.
Uh-huh.
And 80% is in between, not knowing which way to go.
Oh, yes.
So if this 10% is just a little bit more than 0.00 bigger than 10%, then this 80% of not knowing which way to go will come to this positive 10%.
That is phenomenal to know that. And that's why we have the 10% tipping point of us deciding to have a positive, loving thought, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So there is hope, right? There is something we can do as individuals. You know, I think right now we feel pretty hopeless and pretty out of control. So tell us how we can choose to be part of that 10%.
When I remember, this is what Dr. Emoto always said. He knew about this bad guys. I think a lot of people know about bad guys and good guys. But to those negative people who are really angry or worried, send much love and gratitude. Love and gratitude is the immunity. This is
I love that.
The water crystal from love and gratitude.
So love and gratitude that we put out is the immunity for us, but it also
for them
helps them. It puts them, because they can, whether they know it or not, and correct me, they can feel it. They're feeling the vibration. They may not be identifying it as that, but we know when we walk in a room and there's somebody that has a wonderful energy, you want to be by them. You feel it inside of you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's
you don't know why. You feel this way, but that's the energy. And there was I think there was an experiment several years ago when we were having a lot of riot, a lot of terrorists. At that time, I think it was a math, Heart Math Institute or something.
I love that, in California.
Yeah, they had 5,000 people praying at the same time.
I think that was Transcendental Meditation.
Was that it?
Yeah,
I can't remember exactly what it was.
Well, it's all good. They all do it.
Sometimes. Yeah, they're all good. Yeah. And at that time, those 70% of the terrorists stopped working and doing. They didn't know what was happening, but that's the data that they have.
I love it. And they've done that in Washington, D.C. They did that one summer. They had, I think, and it is, it's a percentage, right? It's a percentage of the population that were meditating at a certain day, praying, and crime went down. Emergency visits went down. Sickness went down. They can measure it. It's a measurable scientific data point, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's something we so need right now in our lives to understand.
Well, we have to remember that. I can do that. I can apply to myself for my own happiness, for my own well-being also, as well as applying it for other people, for those who are angry and going out and being destructive, we can send out love and gratitude energy to them.
Oh, I so need that. And we think that, you know, if we stay in fear, that helps nothing, right? If we stay in fear and hopelessness and hate, it can also affect be on the 10% of the bad bacteria. So controlling our thoughts and our emotions is so important at this point in time.
Exactly. I would like to show you this. Let's see. Hope. This is from the word hope.
Hope. It's a beautiful
and
star.
This is, how do you call that? Despair?
Despair. Oh.
It's really so
it,
broken.
It won't even like crystallize. It's like
no, it's broken.
It's broken. So, oh, I love that word. So hope has a beautiful crystal, star-like crystal, and despair is broken. Oh.
And so what we can do, okay, now, why does water create such crystals? It's because everything is vibration. The word, our feeling, our thoughts are vibration. Water is absorbing that energy and creating it.
And it so when it freezes with that vibration in there, and it's a beautiful vibration, right?
Right.
So although we're not freezing the body inside the water inside of our body, it's still vibrating at that beautiful frequency that we can see when we freeze the water.
Right. The only reason why we freeze them is because we want to capture the crystalline structure, crystals, to take the photos.
But we're capturing that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't have to freeze them. We just have to know that we are water. Blood is 99% fourth phase of water that I just explained that has memory. So we are really at the molecular level, we are really so much of the water, and that's forming all these crystals. So if we always remember to be positive, to be beautiful, to be kind, to be helpful, instead of being angry, destructive. I mean, when you see people, you can just kind of feel what kind of energy that person has, right?
Yes.
And when people are always angry, we end up having the face of anger. When you see someone, you sometimes feel, oh, he must be always angry. He has grumpy looking, you know?
Right.
But you see, oh, she looks so beautiful and so kind and sweet. And she does live in that sweetness and kindness. So she has the face of sweet. That's the vibration, the water that's creating them. The cells, all our cells, I mean, 7 billions of cells are really creating that, because it has water in there, creating whether we stay healthy or whether we're happy. We are each single cell has its consciousness, and that's also science now.
That's the epigenetics, that our cells react to our environment. Our environment is a vibration that our feeling and our frequency is in.
Exactly.
So, you know, and I think people need to understand the power that they have. They may be angry right now, but they can change, right? They can choose, because the only time we have is the present moment. The only time we have is the now, that right now we can choose a different thought, a kinder thought, hug somebody, send somebody a nice text. Go. Mm-hmm. I love the fact you said go outside and be in nature. Give us some ideas on things that they can do to switch that from the negative. Mm-hmm. We talked about the negative to the positives, because mm-hmm. that will automatically affect the water in our bodies, I'm assuming.
It was very interesting because I do my, with my friends, we do like the program called Pandemic with Love. After this COVID started, people were so scared and worried what will happen.
Right.
That was in early April. So we decided to do this program called Pandemic with Love.
Wow.
Change the energy to love. And so and we interview those well-known, powerful people in Japan. That's a program for Japanese people in Japanese language. And we just interviewed this professor who has been studying DNA for over 40 years now. And he said that we have so many bacterias and also actually viruses also within our physical body. And what he knows is everything in our body is trying to work together in harmony. None of these DNA or cells are trying to do any harm to us. But so he said, human beings are, even though within our body, our cells are trying to be so harmful, so good to us. But we, when we look at us, human beings, we are really trying, we are destructive, we are angry to other people instead of being in harmony. So to me, human beings are the only ones who are really trying to fight. But when we look around in nature, nothing is fighting.
Everything's working together. So I love the fact that our cells, the bacteria, the viruses, is a microscopic metaphor that they always want to work together and they don't want to hurt each other.
Right.
That's how we need to be.
Exactly.
As a instead of fighting each other, because we're going to end up killing the host body here if we if we don't start a different way of doing things.
So when we are caring about people, being kind, the energy, we are creating that energy, and because everything is circulating, it will come back to you, because that's the energy. That's a law of the vibration.
It is a law of vibration. Whatever you put out, whatever you put out, you get back on that same frequency. You know, and you cannot put out fear and hate and desperation and get anything back but that.
Yeah.
So we need to, tell us how we do the opposite. So if we're in fear, tell us how we switch it over to love.
Okay. Now, I think the important thing is to observe ourselves, observe your feeling, to know what kind of feelings, what kind of emotions, what everybody has his, her own habit of the words that we tend to use, that I tend to use, the emotion that I tend to come up with. And so the first thing we have to do is to observe ourselves, to myself, to know what my habit is. Then pay attention to the word or the emotion that I, each moment, each second that I have, because each second we have, we are coming up with emotions. Like in 24 hours a day, like 70,000 emotions are coming up every day.
Right.
And out of those 70,000 times of emotions, 80%.
Thoughts, right. Yeah, we thoughts, have that many thoughts, which creates an immediate emotion. Right.
Yeah. And the 80% is something negative or nothing important. Only 20% is positive in general. So now this is an important point, knowing that I'm trying to see what kind of habit I have, of thoughts I have, what kind of words I tend to use, what kind of feelings do I have right now. when I see something negative in myself, it's okay. But do not stay in there. It's good. We are human beings, so we have the emotions coming up. But if it's something negative, do not stay in there. Let it go. Let it just release it. Know that you have that anger, fear, accept it, and then forgive your feelings, yourself, and release it, let it go. And so, change it till you feel, you say, I am love, I am light of love, I am happy, thank you, thank you, thank you. You keep saying that to yourself, then you feel, you really feel grateful, you feel you're positive, you feel you are really love. And that's how you can change it. You don't really have to try to think, I have to say this. But when you start doing it, you really start to feel it.
And becoming aware, I think, is the first step, right? This objective viewpoint of yourself, which I like it, that we need to figure out what habits we are, because we are. Mm-hmm. We're on autopilot 95% of our lives because we are controlled by our subconscious mind. And I think if we can acknowledge when we're starting to feel bad or something we see, it makes us feel bad to stop, right? Acknowledge that feeling, let it go, say right at this moment, it's not really affecting me in my moment. What can I think of that's good? And I love that you said, say it out loud, because I think when you say it out loud, your subconscious mind goes, oh, she really means it. She's saying it to somebody. We better pay attention.
Because of Dr. Emoto's book, the Power of Word, the hidden messages in water went all around Japan. So many people started to say positive words, because we here in Japan, we have the word kotodama. Kotodama means spirit, the spirit of word. So here in Japan, we say each single word had its own spirit. And to me, spirit means energy, vibration.
Yes.
And that's why when we show the word to water, that each word creates different formation of the crystals within the water, right?
Because it is, you're writing the word on like the petri dish or the bottle. You're actually just writing the word of you fool or thank you or love or gratitude. Mm-hmm. Just the word is what makes the difference. Because the word, I love it. The word has a spirit, right? Has an energy. So when you're putting it on, it's your energy that you're, when you're saying it to the
water. Usually we print the word and then put it on the water bottle. And show it for 24 hours. And then take this water with the thing.
A dropper?
Then put the droplets on each petri dishes. Like we make 50 petri dishes and freeze them.
I love that. Are you still doing those experiments?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. We do that.
I love that. I love that.
So we know that each word has its own energy. And this is really something powerful I want to share with you. I have many friends here in Japan, but some of them learned from Dr. Emoto. And one of a very close friends, a friend of mine, is he had a very, very sad life. In many years ago, he was married, he was doing his own business, everything went wrong, he got divorced, he lost his house, he had literally nothing. At that time, he found Dr. Emoto's book, and he said, oh, this is right, I was staying at home, living miserable, living so unhappy, just trying to almost kill myself. But he said, well, if this is really true, and if I say thank you, and if that changes my life, then this is easy. All I have to do is to say thank you. So what he started to do was he started to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, 3,000 times a day without even emotion at that time, because he was feeling miserable. So he said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So he wasn't meaning it.
Right. He was not even meaning it, but he kept doing it day after day after day. And then probably a couple of months after that, he started to go out, started to meet people. Now he's doing this huge business. He met with this beautiful wife. His life has been 180 degrees, completely opposite. Just beautiful, beautifully living, sharing what he has. And he still does this. He still keeps saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate. I love you. I love you. I love you. And he keeps saying that whenever he has time, when he's walking, when he's in the car, he keeps saying that. Sometimes he's saying that within his heart, quietly. And he keeps counting how many times he's saying, because after certain numbers, he knows that it will go spread all around his society. So,
There is so much optimism now that if people would understand this extremely simple concept, but it's simple and it's loving and it's easy and it's not hurtful, and there's no reason we shouldn't be trying this.
Exactly.
People at home.
Yeah. All we have to do is choose the positive thinking, positive words, instead of getting angry, to switch to something positive.
And I think the key may be is what you talked about is just observe it. Mm-hmm. You see something, observe it, but do not focus on it. Put your attention somewhere else immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm talking to myself because I can get wrapped up in it. But
well, this is in Japanese version, I think. I want to show you this rice experiment.
Oh, I love that rice experiment. Tell us about that one. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is the experiment that I think one of the elementary school kids did at home. And her mother cooked rice. And she put the same cooked rice into two different jars. And the boy, the school boy, her son wrote, thank you and you fool in Japanese.
And so thank you on for one of them. And they put that on one of the bottles.
Yeah, this is thank you one. This is the you fool one.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept saying thank you to this one, beautiful one.
Uh-huh.
And this to ugly one, he said, you fool, just one day, once a day for 1 month, then started the rice became this beautiful, the thank you one became this beautiful fermented rice and smelled good. And this rice with you fool got rotten and smelled really, it looked ugly and smelled ugly.
I love that experiment.
This is from the picture from 6 months after he started doing the experiment. So this happens to our life, our body, our health. So what do we want to choose?
We want to choose the nice looking rice.
Exactly.
And it also affects the people around us. We know that. We know if we're in a situation but we can choose a different thought and a different vibration, and that will affect our body, our water, but it also affects the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Because we're energy.
Because we're energy. We're vibration.
Energy.
We're vibrating energy.
Yeah.
On the whole thing.
Exactly.
Oh, I just love it. I am sorry we're almost out of time, but tell us how we can use this information to further everything. Because I know this is your passion to spread mm-hmm. this message.
I would like everyone to come to the website, www.emoto peaceproject. That's one word, emotopeaceproject.net. So they can see all the water crystals and what the Dr. Emoto's discovery is and how powerful that is. And if they want to contact me, here's the email address, also EPP, the short for Emoto Peace Project, EPP at emotopeaceproject.net.
And I will make sure that I repeat that again when we get ready. And then if they want to buy the book, I know the book is on Amazon. Is the children's book on?
No, this is not for sale. We are getting donation from everyone, from adults. For children, it's not for sale, so we don't sell them on Amazon. You can download from our website. If not, if you want the real book, they can contact me. And also, I have Emerald Peace Project America, so I do have many books in the U.S. also.
Oh, that's right wonderful.
Now, yeah, I cannot send books from Japan to the U.S. right now because of this COVID.
Right, but I have
books in the U.S. also. So if they contact me, I will be happy to help them. And
oh, bless your heart. And they can also download it, did you say, off the internet so they can see it. Just seeing those things changes the way you look at the world and look at nature and look at our ability to change not only ourselves, but you know, the entire trajectory of this world right now.
Yeah, each single person is really, really so much more powerful than what we think we are. We are so powerful. We're such powerful beings. So choose the positive and beautiful and loving word and thinking, then your life will change for a beautiful one and healthy and happy one. And trust that.
I am so grateful for your message and your passion and your ability to get this information out, because we have no idea how this is going to change the world, but I know it's going to change what's going on now. People are looking for the answers. They're looking for something because they know that they are hurting, the earth is hurting, and that we need to figure out the answer. And it's a simple answer. And there's scientific data that proves that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a science now. So just trust that you can change. I can change. We cannot change anyone else, but I can change myself. And if each eye changes, then the whole world will change instantaneously. So let's
instantaneously. I love that because it's a vibration, right?
Vibration. Really. I mean, don't have any doubt. Doubt is the blockage that we have. If we don't doubt anything but the truth is that the sun is sending out the sun ray to all beings equally. We have everything from the source. And we have that love coming in. So do not doubt anything. Everything will be fine. And it's our choice, your choice.
Thank you so much. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am and how lucky I feel like that we've had you on our show for this week and that you've been able to share your message. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate you being here. And we will be right back.
Okay.
And we are back. There's not an awful lot I can add after that, except it is something that if we can internalize and truly understand the power of our thought and our emotion and our vibration in the water in us and around us and in other people, it is going to make the difference that we are all looking for right this very minute. You know, I just want to reiterate that she says we need to observe things from a distance, but we don't want to focus on that. You can be aware of what is going on, but just be aware, but focus on what you want to bring into the world. Gratitude, compassion, love. And when you do that, it changes your physicality, it changes your environment, and it changes the physicality of everyone. Remember, she said only 10% of the population needs to do this, and it will affect the 80% of the bacteria in the body that wants to go one way or the other. So our decision to think these thoughts are going to make all the difference in the world. I want to point out a couple of books that I've read in the past. Not only is The Hidden Messages in Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto, but also Lynn McTaggart has a couple of amazing books, The Intention Experiment and The Field. She talks about these experiments. She talks about the rice experiment, and she talks about the water experiment, as well as so many other scientific data-based experiments that literally show us how important our emotions are. Our emotions are a vibration that we find our body in And that is dependent on what we are thinking about. And we are conscious beings, and we can decide what we want to think about in the present moment. And that, in an instant, changes our frequency, our vibration. It changes the water in our body and the environment around us. And as she said, it goes across globally in an instant. In an instant, we can change the vibration that's in all the water. And I just want to invite you to do that as many times a day as you can. Say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And say, I love you to other people. And to show compassion and really mean it. That is how we're going to change the world. So as Ram Dass always says, we are walking each other home. And I am humbled and honored to be on this journey with you. This is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.